Greetings, greetings, and salutations, what an honor. Welcome to Real Talk on a night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Wanna say big up to everybody locked in right now. The sound of Blacks kicking things off, track called Mash Up. I want to say big ups to those who are locked in on all over the world right now. Those on TuneIn Radio, on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. Big ups to you. Big ups to the massive out of New Jersey. You know how we start off with some warm up music, eh? So my family up north can get warm. Much love to the NIE Massive. Hanging out with New Jersey's finest, the motivator. Hey, D Nice, what kind of condition you in for tomorrow night? Being well, you can catch D Nice, the motivator. Live on NIE Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern. Also on Reggae Global Radio and affiliates. If you miss him tomorrow night, you can catch him on Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. I want to say big ups to the family out of Long Island, New York. Yeah, man, those on Reggae Pulse Radio. I guess when you're chilly, you go Reggae Pulse. Well, either you're chilly or you're Hispanic. Any one of the two can work. DJ Atomic Force and the crew, much love to you. I want to say big ups to the veteran, Mr. Clinton Lindsay. And the massive on the foundation, Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Big ups to you guys, much love. Big ups to those on PEMGTV.com. Those on Zeno FM. Those hanging out on Clubhouse. Those on Facebook Live. The massive on YouTube Live. Big ups to you. Much love to the massive right here at the home of the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew, KevinStew.com. Where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment. I'm so glad to have each and every one of you here for the very last broadcast of the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew for 2022. Yep, we made it. And I'm so glad to have you. You know, I couldn't do it without you. And you have my word, I wouldn't even try. Want to say very thanks. Yeah, not just much thanks, you know, but very thanks to my segment sponsors. Pulse Media Group and Being in a Moment is priceless. Go ahead and give them a call. They'll take your videos, your photos, your streaming, your ads. They do everything you see here on KevinStew.com and more. They even host the site. Yep. They host KevinStew.com on the Pulse Media servers. You have an event you want to stream live, a church service, a funeral, a wedding, a party, a graduation, a seminar. They can do it just like you see here on KevinStew.com. You see that player? Yep, thanks to Pulse Media Group. Call them up today and see what they can do for you. 754-999-1140. That's 954-999-1140. Tell them Kevin Stew sent you. See what kind of changes you can make for the new year. I want to say thank you to Althea and her healing heavenly hands. Althea is a licensed massage therapist operating out of Broad County, North Palm Beach and South Palm Beach counties. think I'd get to try it after doing it all year, right? There's a veteran of the United States Army and a massage therapist for over 20 years. She comes to you. So give her a call, 954-655-9000. Schedule that appointment today. Come on, just call her up. 954-655-9000. Tell her you heard Kevin Stewart talking about her. She only has one request outside of paying her. That is to get off her table and go sleep somewhere else when she's done. Because those hands are going to relax you so much you're gonna fall asleep right there on the table. But you can't stay, she gotta go, so you need to go. I wanna say thank you to Reggae Global Entertainment. Reggae Global acts as your booking agents, handle your tour management, take every business registration, legal service referrals, music production, marketing and promotion, and much, much more. They can even plan your event. Yep, they do event planning too. A lot of people planning all kind of events for the new year. Go ahead and give them a call, 954-804-8199. 954-804-8199. Check them out online, reggaeglobal.com. Get familiar with the word global bass. That's coming for the new year. It's called growth. Big ups to Massive on Reggae Global Entertainment. Truly, I appreciate you, love you. Thank you to McNeil Trucking. McNeil Trucking is a veteran-owned, licensed, and insured mover in the state of Florida. We're gonna move from the Keys up to Jacksonville, from Naples to Palm Beach, from Pompano to Pensacola, and any point in between. You want to put some things in storage, don't have the manpower, don't have the transportation, don't worry. You have the name, you have the number. McNeil Trucking. 954-406-9740. That's 954-406-9740. Call them up. Tell them you heard about them on the night shift to DJ Kevin Steele. With McNeil Trucking, your goods are in good hands. Thank you, McNeil Trucking. Like I said, it's a real dark night. And tonight we're talking fubbing. Yeah, some of you are going, what? Don't worry, we're gonna get to that in a moment. But for those of you who already know what it is all about, and you have some choice words to say to someone that was fobbing around you, 773-789-STEW is the number that gets you in touch. 773-789-7839. You can call, you can text, you can WhatsApp, you can Telegram. From anywhere in the world. Of course, you can jump into the stew pot. Those of you wondering what the stew pot is, it's what others call a chat room. Just go to kevinstew.com and you are there. You don't need to register. You don't need to offer your firstborn an internal organ or a blood sacrifice. Just go to kevinstew.com and you're in the stew pot. So that's easy. You only required to be respectful. You can remain anonymous. You can put in your name so we can get more personal. Any which way you choose to do it, just do it. Call a friend, tell a friend. Friends of your friends, friends of your enemies. Enemies of your friends and your enemies too. Because the information is good for everyone. The Sound of Blacks. Track is called Mash Up. Fubbing is one of those things that has the potential to mash up the place. You know what I mean? No? You don't know? Alright, here's the thing. Picture this. A softly lit restaurant. An intimate corner table. Your dream human sitting on the opposite side of the table. You're about to launch into the speech you've been rehearsing all day. You're going to bear the innermost workings of your soul. And they whip out their phone. Right then and there. That right there is the idea behind what we're talking about tonight. That is what is called fubbing. And according to some researchers, it is actually killing relationships. But just what is the psychology that is behind this behavior? And can we break the habit? Is it something that we can tear ourselves away from? Have you tried? Do you know you're doing it? According to IFL Science, fubbing is an example of a neologism, which is just, it means a word that has only recently been added to a language. The publishers of... Well, that's what we're getting into now, Marlon. I want to say big up to Marlon. Marlon Burrell, general manager of Reggae Global Radio and host of Real Rockers. You can catch Real Rockers every Monday and Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Reggae Global Radio and its affiliates. You don't want to miss it. Marlon's a walking, talking music encyclopedia. Check him out. He gives good music and good stories behind the music. Check him out. Real Rockers with Marlon. 7 p.m. Eastern, Mondays and Wednesdays, reggaeglobalradio.com. All right, so, you're more familiar with it than you think, Marlon. Hey, Pat, how you doing? I'm well. I'm glad that you made me chicken. Yes, Pat made some stew chicken, but stew didn't get any. How does that work? I don't know. I really don't know. But glad to know that you're cooking up a storm up there and staying warm. So, it's the first time learning the word, Marlon. Cool. A bunch of people hearing it for the first time right now. And so, let's take a nice little journey into a new realm. Fubbing is an example of a neologism. A word that has only recently been added to a language. So, fubbing is a new word. The publishers of Maguire Dictionary, the authoritative dictionary of Australian English, undertook an elaborate public relations campaign back in 2012. So, I don't know how elaborate that campaign was, because some people in the United States just hearing about the word at the end of 2022. So, team over there at in Australia, I guess probably because you're down under. But hey, y'all. No, that's not an Aussie accent at all. Oh, I forgot my Aussie accent. Crikey. Oh, there it is. So you guys over there at Maguire Dictionary, you need to step up the game. So they went on an elaborate campaign back in 2012, part of which involved commissioning a group of experts to come up with a new word to describe the act of snubbing someone in a social setting by looking at your phone instead of paying attention. The act
of snubbing someone in a social setting by looking at your phone instead of paying attention. That sound familiar, Marlon? No, it click? I'm pretty sure it does. And so, fobbing was born. It's a portmanteau of phone and snubbing. So it's a mashing together of those two words. It explains where the word itself came from, right? The explanation I just gave. But the behavior it described is well known to anyone who has ever owned a smartphone. So just about each and every one of us should be familiar with this. Because, well, at some point in time, even if we don't do it now, we've done it. In the beginning, it was almost forgivable. Think back to the days of 2007. For some people, that's a lifetime ago. But think back to 2007 and the launch of the first iPhone. Boom, boom, boom. This thing had capabilities the likes of which had never been seen in consumer tech before. What lucky owner of such a technological marvel would not take every possible opportunity to gaze upon it, whether in company or not? As a matter of fact, doing so in company, you have automatically become a novelty, you know, because this is a brand new thing and you've got it. But that was nearly two decades ago. Well, 2007, add 10 to that, you get 2017, add 5 to that, you get, yeah. So a decade and a half, going into 2023, you know, a decade and a half plus one. And really, by now, the novelty should have worn off. Love them, don't love them, whichever way, wherever you will rest, smartphones are an inescapable part of modern life. According to Statista, the number of smartphone subscriptions worldwide easily surpasses 6 billion, with a B, and will likely continue to increase. Because there are still people out there who don't have smartphones yet, and a number of them are still getting it. So, right, the word you didn't know, the act you do. And this is what I'm saying. You know, you're more familiar with it than you think you are. So, with so many of us keeping up on our smartphones and keeping them at hand, it's understandable that concerns would be raised about the prevalence of fobbing. And the number of people who get upset because you're fobbing around, you know, that is also going to be on the high end of the scale. The PR whizzes at McCann, the advertising agency behind the Maguire Dictionary campaign, they launched the new word into the world's consciousness with a website imploring us to stop fobbing, citing such shocking and spurious statistics as 92%, quote, 92% of repeat fobbers go on to become politicians. I think they got one of the vowels in that word kind of mixed up, and it should have been fibbers and not fubbers. But okay, yeah, the spelling might be a little bit different too, but it sounds the same. So phonetically, yeah. But that was rather cute. And the cause was quickly picked up by various media outlets. Apparently, the ones here in the United States didn't pick it up, because everybody and their mother and their mother's mother have cell phone. And everybody have gotten onto this wagon of always being on their cell phones. Why? Well, that we'll find out a little bit later on. Hubert, big ups to you, bro. Much love to you. Thank you for your support throughout 2022. And I pray you continue to support into 2023. All the best to you and your family for the new year, my brother. Much love. Now, as we're talking about fubbing, Hubert, I don't know if you're locked in by phone or by computer or some other device. I hope you're doing so with permission. Now, while it may not actually be true that if fubbing were a plague, it would decimate six Chinas, the reason why stop fubbing struck such a chord, regardless of the name we decide to give it, most of us have at some time felt guilty for fubbing and irritated at being a fubby. So, yeah, you're either a fubber or a fubby. You're either going to upset someone or you're going to be upset by it. Either way, it exists, and a lot of us didn't know that it had a name. It has a name, and that is what it is. So, you're locked in by a phone. Go fob on. Now, around the same time the word fobbing came careening into our lives, so that would have been about, 22 minutes ago? A team at the University of Essex in the UK was taking a scientific look at the effect of the mere presence of mobile phones in face-to-face communication. Just not using it, just the phone being there. And the study, published in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships, concluded that people found it harder to form good quality relationships with others in the presence of a mobile phone. Okay, so, yeah, that pause was intentional, because I'm sure there are some people going, just my phone? Just the presence of my phone causing problems? Hey, Kipprich was right. How long ago, Marlon, was it that Kipprich did that song? We're in 2022, so that was about 2012, 2015, somewhere around there. Telephone thing, mashup life. Yeah, a cell phone thing can cause problems in more ways than one. And apparently, this was what these researchers had come up with. This effect was even more pronounced when the pairs of individuals were asked to discuss a personally meaningful topic. So nobody's on the phone. The phone is there. But it causes problems with getting personal. Huh. Who would have thunk it? The science is not settled on this, though. A later study failed to replicate these findings, casting doubt on the idea that having your phone in the room with you could in itself be harmful. So Marlon said it was about 2011 that the song came out. So it's a long time. So it's a long time we're talking about the cell phone thing. Now, the device itself may be innocuous enough, but what about when you use it in the presence of other people? Bringing things right up to date. There was a 2021 review of the literature around fobbing reported that those who are on the receiving end of this behavior feel less satisfied with their social interactions. They are less trusting of their interaction partner and may experience jealousy or low mood. Hey, talk about a mood killer. Apparently, it is your phone. It's not even anything, it's not even you. It's your phone. Just the fact that it's in the room. So I wonder, does that mean that the bedroom should be a phone-free place? For those in that type of a relationship where you have a significant other, when you get to the bedroom, are phones allowed? Because if the mere presence of a phone is going to disrupt social activities, wouldn't the same be true with intimate activities? Things that make you go, So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue on KevinStew.com and affiliates. Those of you on Clubhouse, those of you on Facebook Live, we're going to part company with you guys. But before I do so, let me catch up on these comments over here. Hubert says, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Professor DJ Kevin Stew, the Stew Master. I love it. Much respect, Hubert. Benaya, much love, bro. Season's greetings to you. Waiting for the new stuff to come my way. Ladies and gentlemen, do look out for Joseph Benaya coming out with new material, coming out with some tunes for 2023. Big things. All the best for you for the new year, bro. I've always enjoyed your discussions. Very informative. Much appreciate loved, Hubert. Much appreciate loved, sir. And I appreciate love you sharing it out to people too in your circles. You know, that's the kind of thing that helps the community to grow. When you come across something that you truly enjoy and you share it with someone else, so that, you know, because ornithological creatures of similar plumage are gluttonous, right? So we should like the same things as we are birds of a feather. So, Pat, I want you to behave yourself, you know. So, Marlon says, my policy is to silence the phone at certain times. So, those times include those intimate times. And is silencing the phone any different from leaving it out of the room altogether? Is silencing the phone okay when you go to dinner? Are you hanging out with your friends at the club? Or at that point, is it okay to do the phone thing while you're there with them? Is it only a problem when you get into talking about personal matters? When you get past the frivolous stuff and you're having deep, important conversations, is that the only time that this fobbing thing is an issue? Questions. All right, so let's go ahead and let me address this one more on Facebook Live. I might have missed something. Okay, cool. So we're going to take a quick break. As we go on the break, I want to remind you all of a couple of things. Those of you on Facebook Live, come on over to KevinStew.com. Just use the link that is pinned in the comment section. It takes you straight to KevinStew.com, where you can watch and listen live. And you can catch past broadcasts because the archive is right there. You can either listen to it by way of the podcast, or you can watch it by way of the YouTube. Everything is right there on KevinStew.com. Another thing that is on KevinStew.com is the book, the audiobook. There's a link to the audiobook, Empowered: Essential Concepts and Strategies Every Woman Should Know About Self-Defense. Listen, I narrated this audiobook and I learned some things as I narrated it. You can learn something too, both men and women. So get your copy. Go to KevinStew.com, click on the link, and it takes you to exactly where you need to be. Empowered: Essential Concepts and Strategies Every Woman Should Know About Self-Defense, authored by Jonathan Field. And if you check through the archives on KevinStew.com, you will see where I had a great time chatting with the author, Jonathan Field. So get the book. You can still gift it. It doesn't have to be Christmas for you to gift somebody with something. It could be the middle of the month, on a random day. It could just be Thursday. Go ahead, get the book, gift it to someone, because knowledge is one of those gifts that you just keep on giving anytime for no reason. So give it. Speaking of giving some knowledge, Marva Riley, you've heard her mostly on my Healthy Love night on Tuesdays. Her third book, Lose Weight and Keep It Off for Good, Understanding the Weight Loss Game. This book is now ready for purchase. And if you visit her website, rnmarvariley.com, and I'm encouraging everybody to go to her website, you can get this book and her other two right there on the site. There are people that are battling with weight loss. There are some that are making New Year's resolutions to lose weight. Check this out. Because I've seen where she has saved her life by changing her lifestyle. And you've heard her talk about it. And if you check the archives, you can hear the whole story there. But go ahead, check it out. Go to rnmarvariley.com. and get your copy of this book. I didn't narrate this book. It's not an audiobook yet. You're going to get a paperback. And so you can order yours and you can also gift. All right? We'll be right back after these messages.
Quality Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1-minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, in math, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, in biology, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. And stupid. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid.
In English,
and in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Ladies, lovers, lovers of the music, it is here. The brand spanking new album from Ed Robinson and Ian Sweetness, a tribute to Teddy Pendergrass. Amazing. 10 blazing tracks, 2 amazing singers going hit for hit, classic for classic, a tribute to Teddy Pendergrass, Ian Sweetness, Ed Robinson. Oh man, it's out now, available everywhere, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your music, it is there. A tribute to Teddy Pendergrass, brand spanking new, Ian Sweetness, Ed Robinson. Ladies, gentlemen, you've got to have this in your collection. Get it now. Available everywhere. Bruv, my last baby already gone off to college, mate. Is what did she send come gimme, man? Is a big album still, I love it. Big up Ed Robinson, Ian Sweetness, but this better come with a contraceptive.
It's Christina representing for DJ Kevin. You see me, I say, I don't know the boss. You see me, I say, DJ Kevin's two and a night shift radio show. Yo, it thing, at the thing, turn up the thing loud. Whoa. DJ Kevin's true of the heart of a champion. Never underestimate, just choose him. The silver line behind the dark clouds. DJ Kevin's true, believe him, and that's no doubt. Salute the night shift with the show, Christine, this is a heart to top. Love.
The zone of Cat Smith bringing us back from the break. A track called Journeys from the album of the same name. It's Real Talk, the last one of 2022. And tonight we're talking fobbing. The word is new to some people, but the action, the concept, the thing itself is not. And so many have studied it, many have talked about it, many have experienced it, many have become upset because of it. And I suspect there have been a few relationships that have gone away, to the wayside as a result of it. There was a study that found that fobbing, according to IFL Science, can lead to a vicious cycle, decreasing relationship satisfaction by increasing feelings of loneliness, and in turn making people fobbing more likely. You see how that works? Think about it. People with higher levels of empathy were found to be even more vulnerable to this effect. So to all my empaths out there, on behalf of the fobbers all over, I apologize. Because, boy, that just sounds rough. Seriously, it's not only romantic relationships that are affected. Some researchers have raised concerns about the potential impact of parental fobbing on the well-being and development of children. Peer fobbing is also a recognized phenomenon, particularly among younger people, with one study making a link between this and increased smartphone use, possibly leading to smartphone addiction to relieve boredom during the COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah, I could see where the idea could come from. But it's not to say that all things cell phone are evil. No, because your phone can be a tool to bring people together too. There are some games that if you get together as a group, your cell phone is the ideal thing to play it on. I know of one organization that take time out of the workday, that they take the time out about 15 to 20 minutes every day to play a game. And it may include the use of a cell phone or just your computer. But this is how using your phone is like a board game, but new age. So you're technologically advanced with it. Something just came to mind. If the phone thing is causing a problem, doesn't the watch thing cause a problem too? Because these smartwatches, you know, as they call them, you know, some of them do the very same things the phone that you can do on the phone. So do the watches get to have to go one side also? Is the presence of the watch same as the presence of the phone or the tablet? The impact of mobile communications technology on relationships is complex. A recent study in China, where 95.5% of the 8 billion mobile phone users reportedly use them to manage social relationships, reported a mixture of results. Mobile phone calls were found to be a positive predictor of romantic relationship depth, while the opposite was true for short chat messages.
Huh. I wonder if it's because they're on the other side of the world. Because I think on this side of the world, they tend to be more text-related relationship growth. I don't know. What say you guys? 773-789 still gets you in touch. 773-789-7839. Marlon says the watch has the same effect as the phone. Well, I guess it would for some people. But, you know, it's a thought that just came to mind. Because I remember leaving my phone at home. And so I was like, all right, if I turn back, I'm going to be late. So, I have my watch. So I made a few phone calls using my watch. And there were a couple of text messages that I got that I checked using my watch. And a couple of social media notifications that I got. I saw it on my watch. So I guess, Marlon, you could be onto something there saying that it's the same thing, the same effect. As anyone who has been in a long-distance relationship or has experienced a COVID lockdown, COVID-19 lockdown, as they can attest, the advent of the smartphone and its ability to keep us connected to our loved ones has been a game changer. Why, though, do we often find it so difficult to put our phones away once we are back to face-to-face contact? What is it? While we may not appreciate being fobbed ourselves, the practice of fobbing has become so common as to be socially acceptable. Smartphone addiction is a real thing, and not just for humans, believe it or not. But a true addiction cannot account for all access, for all the cases of casual fobbing. So why is the lure of the social media feed sometimes just too hard to ignore? Why is it that you get that particular social media notification and you find yourself automatically going to check what is going on? What's going on? What's this? What's this for? Oh, on that note, I do want to say condolences to the Marley family. I learned of that today by way of social media. So social media has its place. Condolences to the Marley family on Joe Mercer's passing as a result of an asthma attack. That's rough. You know, I am not one who suffers from asthma, but my boys do. And I can just imagine what it is like to know that you are not drowning, but you feel like you are. That must be one of the roughest things and the hardest ways to go. And it's even worse for the person that is with you when that is happening, because there's nothing they can do. Condolences to them. And at this time of the year, too. I digress, though. It has been suggested that one of the major contributors to excessive smartphone use is the dreaded fear of missing out. It's called FOMO. Have you heard of it? It's the need to keep up with what is happening on our social channels. The thing that could drive us to prioritize checking our phones over interacting with the people around us. Because we have to be so connected. We lose the connection with those right there who are with us. Marlon says he turns his notifications off. I look at my social media when I decide to open my app. Well, that is one way to be connected and disconnected at the same time. And I say be connected because if someone really needs to reach out to you, they now if they know that and know that this is how you are, they're going to call you. They're going to pick up the phone and call you versus trying to reach out to you by way of social media. They will text you, which is different from linking through social media, though lots of people choose to use social media connections as their means of communication, probably because they're on social media so much. When deprived of their phones altogether, the participants in one study reported concentration difficulties and more mind wandering. But, interestingly, when they were given their phones but told to resist looking at them, they reported overall better concentration. So these people were tethered. They had to have been tethered to their phone. So you take the phone away and a piece of them is missing. That has to be it. But this is a psychological connection? I guess that's what it is. Pat, you're going to bed early tonight. I guess it's that food. Ethnic fatigue is getting to you, isn't it? I understand. And you have to reserve some of that energy for partying it up this weekend, ringing in the new year. I get it. So, going to bed early tonight. Sweet dreams, Pat. You take care until we talk again, all right? One study author says, we believe that at least having the mobile phone available improved perceived concentration abilities because the device remained accessible and brought participants psychological comfort. It is their pacifier. It's like an infant not wanting anything from their parent, but knowing that their parent is in the room keeps them calm. The moment the parent leaves, it's brimstone and fire, hell and powder house. In contrast, they continue, with other work that suggests the mobile phone might have interpersonal consequences for conversational dynamics, or data suggests that there may be perceived intrapersonal benefits for those who at least have the phone in front of them relative to those who do not. What kind of connection? What kind of ease could be placed or could be created for these people just by knowing that their phones are there? Could it be then that the ideal scenario is to keep your phone in view but challenge yourself to resist the temptation of using it, thus simultaneously achieving peak focus on social interactions whilst achieving while avoiding alienating your companion? That's a thought. Perhaps, but the balance of evidence shows that fobbing, far from being simply a word made up to sell dictionaries, is a social phenomenon that is worth paying attention to. So the next time that you're tempted to reach for your phone while having a conversation, maybe just flip the face down on the couch, on the table, on the ottoman, put it in your pocket. It just might be worth resisting that FOMO, that feeling of missing out, so you don't miss out on what is happening right then and there. You get to be present. And how many of us have had that moment when we would say, boy, you know, if only they were present, they would have understood what I was saying. If only, and the person was right there, but they weren't, they were, their body was there. So it takes you back to that song. Your body is here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. I guess it really works when you're so connected with your devices, or you're so connected with social media. Because having the device is one thing. Using the device for social media versus for just connecting your talk and text seem to be two completely different things. And so that feeling of missing out is what comes into play with social media, because there's always something happening on social media. And it's addictive because you keep getting stimulated. Oh, this is what is happening. Let's see if anybody else is doing something. Oh, this is what that person is doing. Oh, they made an adjustment to this thing that they did the last time. Oh, they did something more. And so you keep looking for more and looking for more and looking for more. I think television did that when they started miniseries and movies, and they started doing these little things. That's what television brought to us. But now these devices are more than just phones. They're televisions also. And they're the neighbor that you never had. They're that friend that you're too awkward to talk with, but can communicate with easily. Well, maybe that's how we have lost the art of effective communication. We've lost that way of walking up to someone and saying hello, because we're so caught up with our devices. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more. It's a real talk on the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew. Call your friends, tell your friends. We're talking about fobbing. If you've never heard of it before, it is the way we snub people in social settings by using our telephones, by getting on our telephones and being distracted. So it's a combination of the word snub and phone. Fobbing. All right? We'll be right back.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links. www.dahchurchlinx.com. Your links to worship and praise.
Making great music is one thing, sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography and video production, press releases, legal services and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com.
MRE Entertainment, in association with VPAL Distribution, presents the brand new hit single.
I'm Robert French, and you're listening to my new song, Every Day of My Life.
Now available on all major digital platforms.
Every day of my life will be, I'm just loving you, spend the rest of my life always, I'm just loving you, every day of my life will be, I'm just loving you, spend the rest of my life.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Yes, yes, yes. Sakara Mantino, I'm making noise right now. You are locked in to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift.
The sound of Kip Rich. Track called Telephone Thing. So, let me ask this question. Is it really the cell phone thing that has been destroying relationships? Or is it just a trust thing? Keep Rich, you know, when I listen to the lyrics of this song, people listening in on other people's conversations, they ask for a call off of somebody's phone just to search through it, you know, all these little things. Is it a trust issue that is destroying relationships as it relates to cell phones? Or is it really just that, you know, the cell phone is the devil's pawn? Oh boy. According to Psych Guide, the recent explosion of smartphones has provided people with the ability to access the entirety of the internet on the go. And at any given moment, and 90% of adults in America own a cell phone. And while this may not be a problem for many people, some individuals develop an addiction to their mobile devices. Cell phones are constantly being improved by expanding upon their functionalities, which in turn increases the likelihood of overuse and addiction. According to the Pew Research Center, 67% of smartphone owners have admitted to checking their phone for calls or messages when their phone did not ring or vibrate. This is one major sign of cell phone dependence and should serve as a warning to cell phone owners. Man says it's not the phone, it's when people use the phone. But all right, let's talk about this for a moment, Marlon. The phone is there to be used. And even with just that bit of information that I started off this segment with, it tells you that there's always information to be had. So people like you and me, who are information junkies, aren't you always going to be looking for that bit of information? If you something comes to mind, you just pick up your phone and search. You hear something, you hear a song, a new song, an old song, a song that was in your mind at some point in time, and there was something about that song that you wanted to research. Don't you just immediately draw for your phone to do it? Because I'm like that when it comes to when I come across new bits of information, I immediately either go to my phone to note it or to look it up. And so it would seem like I'm always going to my phone for something. But yes, I am. And I won't say 100% of the time it's to look for information. Sometimes it's really just a fast. So I go on Facebook. And that's exactly what that is there for. So, all right, here we go. Greetings, my brethren.
Yes, DJ Kevin Steele. Greetings, brother.
Yeah, the one and only walking, talking encyclopedia, music encyclopedia himself, Mr. Marlon Burrell. Marlon, talk to us. Share your views and ideas, please.
Well, I am with you to the point of, yes, the phone is there for information junkies like ourselves.
Yes.
It is a tool of gathering information.
Right.
However, I do feel that there is a time and a place when the phone must just stay right there.
Now, the where it is part, should that be face down on a table somewhere in your pocket or holster? Like, people, like
me,
I still use a holster.
For me, not face down either. For me, not face. Out of sight. Because I find that the temptation is there to use it even when you don't need to use it just because it's there looking at you.
Mm.
So I say at certain times when you are, for example, in a social setting or you're having a one-on-one conversation with somebody and, you know, it's a time to focus and give that person your full attention. Times like those, I think the phone should be put away. For some people, for those, I think the problem with fobbing is that most people cannot resist the temptation of using the phone for the simple fact that it is there.
Mm.
And the only reason it is being used is because it is there. So I don't see the point, Kevin, of going out to a party to supposedly have a good time and then spend half the night on your phone scrolling through social media. You can do that at home.
Right.
Why go out and spend, you know, the money on a cover charge and all of that to sit there and spend half the time scrolling through your phone? Why? I don't get it.
It's a question that I have asked on a number of occasions myself. And I've not come with an answer short of an addiction. But here it is. Even if you put the phone to one side, you have the watch. Like people like me, I have the watch.
Yeah, I don't use a watch. I don't have a watch. I never had one, and I don't intend to get one.
Is it for that very reason that it could be just like the phone and end up being a distraction?
It's not so much a distraction, you know. It's just that my thing is whatever I'm going to do with the watch, I can do with the phone. Mm-hmm. And I'll use the phone when the opportunity is there for it to be used.
I won't tell you any lies. If it wasn't for
me... Like, for example, I won't be using my phone when I'm driving, except if somebody calls me and I'm connected hands-free.
Right.
But some people, you go to stoplight and, you know, people will be there a whole light cycle and don't realize the light changed because they're in their phone.
Yeah, I've seen that happen. I have seen that happen.
It's gotten out of hand and ridiculous. Seriously.
It's just,
I mean, the phone is there, it's convenient, and as you highlighted, the good things about it and the uses that it has.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But how much is too much now becomes the question.
Right. At what point does it become problematic? And in what setting?
Because I find my phone to be rather useful, as you pointed out.
Yeah, it is.
At any time, I can pull my phone out and make a notation for later, or, you know, if it's not something that's really appropriate to deal with right away, but at least I can make a note to myself, or if I come across a bit of information, I can jot it down. Sometimes if I see something and I don't have time to look at it, I can take a screenshot and then later... The screenshot mm-hmm. will remind me to go and look at that thing that I don't have the time to look at right now.
Okay.
For example.
Okay.
So it has its uses. It's just that I think the issue, and I think where fobbing comes in now, is where we are in a setting, like a social setting, for example. And everybody's mm-hmm. there, we're having conversation, and then somebody's in their phone, their notifications are going off and they're looking no matter what you're talking about or what you're doing. If the phone you know, if it vibrates, if a notification comes on, you're taking it out, you're looking at it, you're seeing who's texting you, you're seeing what's going on social media or whatever it is that's going off on the phone, and it's like taking away from the personal interaction.
There's a picture of a group of people. It's allegedly a family, and everybody, from the young to the old, has a device in their hand, and they're all sitting around.
I have seen that, and it's a very good example of what happens today.
But
like a whole family could be together, and they are really not together. They can be together.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem, though, Marlon. That picture, depending on the caption that's applied to the picture, doesn't tell the whole story. Because everybody could have been on their phone because they're playing a game that requires the phone or that personal
device. That is true. That is true. But I think that that happens far less than everybody just doing their own thing, since we all have a device.
Yeah. More often than not, you see that happening.
Yeah. Right.
And it's unfortunate.
Not to say that, you know, everyone can't be interacting together on the phone all at once.
Yes.
But that happens far less than, say, the other way around.
Another thing I find really interesting is individuals together in a room and communicating with each other by way of their phones.
I'll never forget the way that the first time that happened to me. I was like, we're in the same house. You can't just call out to me and say blah, blah, blah. You have to call me or text me.
And then they tell you, but that is easier. What?
Is it?
The time it takes to take someone to make sure that the words are spelled correctly and to send it off, you know?
Yeah, you could have verbalized five times.
Yeah. No, I can understand when you're where you are, you should not be talking at that time.
Correct.
And, you know, you send a little message, whether it is a love note because your partner is there and you want to get the evening off to a flying start. So you start it then and there.
No, that is really good use of the phone.
Yeah. But, you know, when you can actually communicate with someone openly and you're texting, that
I think we've become really a product of these electronic devices. And I've said, I used to say at the time when we just had cell phones, we didn't even have smartphones yet.
Yes.
But I could see the trend coming on,
mm-hmm.
Prior to us getting smartphones, where the phone was becoming a problem and detracting from personal time and relationships.
Like Kipperidge
said. I physically saw it. I physically saw it. Like, people would just be on the phone, just texting and talking. And I always made the statement, I don't want to become a slave to my phone.
Mm.
I mean, before we had smartphones, I was on social media, but I had to be sitting in front of my computer to use it.
Right.
So with the advent of you know, smartphones, and now your social media goes where you go,
mm-hmm.
It has gotten like seriously, for me, too much. Like it's not too much for me personally, but the way I see people use it is too much. I mean, just because I have access to my cell phone and my social media and so forth everywhere I go doesn't mean I have to be using it everywhere I go.
So
is it that we are or have become just phone junkies, or are we information junkies? Because it is not just the fact that they're looking at their phones and the features that the phone has and what it can do. They're looking for information to stimulate them.
I think we've become phone junkies, because why are you looking for information to stimulate you when you have people in front of you? How about striking up a conversation?
Well, people have become even more awkward and don't know.
So I think that's where the problem with the phone comes in. I think it's different when you're alone and you're bored and you have nothing to do, and the phone has a world of possibilities, like literally.
Yes.
Right? As opposed to having people right there that you can just start a conversation with. So whatever you're going to be looking at on the phone, you say, hey, Kevin, what do you think about so-and-so-and-so?
Mm. Even if it's a short conversation, go ahead and start there.
Why go looking for something when you have people around you?
Well, we've lost that art of connecting with one another.
Yeah, and I think needlessly so.
You know, research has compared the way people are with cell phones to gambling. Did you know that?
In what way?
It's just they look at it as an addiction.
It is an addiction as far as I see it. But based on my observations, that is how I really view a vast amount of people, the way they use their phones. I think it's an addiction because it's not being used because the use of it serves you a certain purpose at that time.
Mm-hmm.
People are just using the phone again because it's there.
Yes. Well, the whole idea of wanting to establish a connection. A lot of people have used the phone as that stepping stone to establish that connection, and then they put the phone down to build on that connection. There are some that do that. There are some that can't communicate without that crutch. The phone has become a crutch for them. So it's their support system. It's their lifeline. And you take that away and they become walls.
Well, you know, I can relate somewhat there, but on a different level. For someone like myself, who, you know, my natural personality is that I'm a shy guy.
Yeah.
So.
Read your personality, who's a shy guy. You know, that's.
So, I mean, initial contact through a phone, it's more comfortable for me.
Yes.
To have initial contact with someone by phone, by text, or, you know, something along those lines.
Yes, yes.
As opposed to in person. So an in-person connection can be awkward for me.
Right. So you use the phone connection as an icebreaker, and then you build on that. Understandable.
Correct.
Understandable. Yeah, but the whole fobbing thing, you know, that's crazy, because I don't know if you caught the scenario that I started the broadcast with, the restaurant setting, intimate, dim lights, light music, you know, just that really lovely moment, and you're about to bear your innermost self. you're gonna place yourself in a position of vulnerability, and the person that you're going to share this with goes on their phone.
Yeah, I did catch that scenario, and that's a mood killer for me, because at that point I don't want to talk no more. I want to go home.
So is there a comeback from a place like that, though? When you get to that point, is there any recovery?
For me, if you put the phone away and apologize or come up with an explanation, or if it's a plausible reason, like, you know, my child is with the babysitter, I have to communicate with whoever has my child, or something plausible like that, I can work with that.
You see, I find myself in a bit of a pickle more often than not, because with some of the things that I'm involved with, I never have the ringer on my phone. And so when my phone vibrates, I don't know what that is for unless I look. And there are times when I need to quickly get online to put out a fire.
Yeah.
And so,
in your case, though, I understand, and I think the thing to do in a situation like that is not to wait for a scenario to arise, but to alert the person that this could happen because of it. Mm-hmm. Or the other thing you can do in that kind of a scenario is to alert those close to you, is like, listen, I'll be unavailable for a couple of hours. Or if there's somebody you can make arrangement with to sit in for you for the time being, or just for whatever reason, just let it be known that I'll be unavailable for a couple of hours, or whatever the time frame is.
Well, you know, some of our fires, I am the only firefighter on call.
Yeah, that being said, I still think, and I think that's where, you know, something like have that second person on
yes.
standby first and call Kevin only as a last resort.
Got you. Hey, listen, Marlon, it's always a pleasure reasoning with you, bro. Always. And I could tell that you were just leaving out of the studio too after wrapping up your own broadcast. All the best for the new year. We made it through 2022.
We made it, brother. And it's good to be here. I don't know if you heard, I closed my show with Good to Be There by Challenge.
Yeah. Quite
you
appropriate.
Know, you know, it's good
bittersweet.
To reach this point.
Bittersweet.
Yeah, certainly. Because, you know, as I mentioned, at this time of the year, I don't know if you noticed what I noticed, but I noticed at this time of the year, we say rest in peace a lot more than
yes.
Throughout the year, from my observances.
And
from my observations.
A friend of mine lost her father last week. He transitioned last week, you know, just before Christmas. And here today, just before the new year, we're learning of Joe Mercer. And
the great engineer and producer Soulja Hamilton passed on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, yes.
And he was scheduled to engineer that intimate show with Barris Hammond
and Bojo.
And Bojo Banton on New Year's Day.
Look at that. And you can't help but ask, what is life? But for a mere moment in time, loaned to us to enjoy. And we miss it.
Yeah, indeed. We've got to enjoy every moment that is there to be enjoyed, Kevin. That's the only way we can do it.
Here is the dilemma. When one sees that enjoyment as picking up their personal devices and looking on social media, end up right back where we started.
Yeah, I mean, there's wrong with doing that if that's what you want to do, but don't come in front of people's face and do that. But, you know, go in a one corner and do that, or stay at your yard and do that, or something. But, I mean, if you go to a social place where people are and sit in a corner and do that by yourself, fine. But don't sit around somewhere with people who are ready to interact, mm-hmm. and you spend the whole time on your phone. Don't do that.
Yeah. But I was going to get into musical therapy with one song, but you said something a while ago that led me to another song. So I had to change my song that I queued up for musical therapy just because you said Tana Yard. So I switch and I queue up Nery's new song from his latest EP, Different Sides of Me, one of his songs called Tana Yard. And that is what we're going to jump into musical therapy with. Just a bit of information, a bit more information before I do that. And I wanted to stick around for it, Marlon.
Okay.
The psych guide says, although cell phone addiction is not yet listed in the DSM-5, research has compared it to gambling addiction, which has clearer diagnostic criteria and is included in the DSM-5. At least 4 of the following signs and symptoms are thought to comprise criteria for cell phone addiction, and the problematic cell phone overuse might cause significant harm in the individual's life. There's a need to use a cell phone more and more often in order to achieve the same desired effect. Persistent failed attempts to use cell phone less often, preoccupation with smartphone use, turns to cell phone when experiencing unwanted feelings such as anxiety or depression. So it becomes a lifeline. Excessive use characterized by loss of sense of time. People get lost in their cell phones and social media. It has put a relationship or job at risk due to excessive cell phone use. Tolerance, the need for the newest cell phone, more applications, or increased use. Then there's the withdrawal. When cell phone or network is unreachable, you have anger, tension, depression, irritability, and restlessness. When a storm rolls through and service is interrupted, one of two things will happen to people. You notice? Either they become calmer, so they're more calm, they're more communicative, they're more interactive, or they become more irritable, more angry.
True.
And
one of the two.
You don't know if it is the result of an addiction or not, because you can't wrap your mind around it.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, just by observing people that I'm around a lot, mm-hmm. I do see a problem with addiction. I know the signs of other addictions.
Yes.
And I do think cell phone addiction is a problem. I mean, it might be fairly new to us, you know, by virtue of how young the technology is, but the signs are clear. I think there is an addiction problem with cell phones.
After a decade, you still call it young?
Yes. I mean, it's young relative to everything else that we've known.
Hmm. I'll take that.
Everything else that people have been known to be addicted to.
Yes.
So in that regard, yes, it's still young. I mean, it's young to the world.
Well, considering that there are still parts of the world that don't have it yet, you know, parts of the United States that don't have a good cell phone reception. I think you're driving through one of those parts of the world right now. You're just cracking, just breaking up. What's that? Marlon? Yep. Marlon went through one of those very parts. See, I lost connection. One of those very parts of the world. Marlon just went through it and we lost him. But you know, it's always good reasoning with Marlon Borrell, host of Real Rockers and general manager of Reggae Global Radio. We over at RGR, we're quite the family. And it's interesting when we get together. It's always interesting when we get together. And amazing things happen when we do so. Though a lot of what we do is technology related, we manage to stay connected whenever we're together. Connected to each other, not to our devices. Even when work calls, when duty calls and we have to use one of those devices, we get back to each other and we get lost in each other. And that's the kind of thing that we want to have out in the wider community. That's the kind of thing that we want to, this fobbing thing, we want to move away from that. And okay, I was going to say something, but not say it in its crassness. So use your imagination and move away from fobbing and go somewhere else. Connect some other way. Here's Marlon calling back. Yeah, Marlon, I think you went through one of those places that I was referring to where they don't have good cell phone connection yet.
Yeah, this would really get under somebody's skin who's always on their phone. You know?
Yeah. It would drive them nuts.
Yeah, this would drive some people to anxiety.
Yeah. And I as I was just saying before jumping into musical therapy, you know, we at Reggae Global, we tend to all have something to do relating to tech at any given time. But when we're together, we manage to get lost in each other and in that moment in time. Because time always flies when we get together and we lose track of time without paying attention to these devices.
And I think personal interaction in general should do that.
Yes. That is where we want to be. That is where we want to get back to. Because
personally, I don't understand why it's hard for people, but I guess.
You know, I don't get it either. I've tried to look into it and put out theories here and there. But that's all they can be, you know, theories, nothing concrete. And so
right.
When we look at what society was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and what it is today, we're so disconnected. And 30 years ago, I lived in a place where people actually knew each other. They knew their neighbors. Right now,
hey Kevin, you want me to show you how?
Show me
a dozen phone numbers off the top of my head. Ask me how many I know now.
But you see, part and parcel, that is because you no longer need to memorize it. Because back then, you had to go to an analog phone. And so either you're going to have an address book with you that you scroll through, you have a Rolodex or an address book. I remember getting my first digital address book and I still had my write it down on paper address book with me and didn't use up my digital book until I got a cell phone and started putting the numbers in my cell phone. And that was when I started forgetting numbers.
Yeah. So that's where we're coming from, brethren, and you know, that's kind of where we are now.
Yeah. Yeah. It has its good and it also has its drawbacks. But like everything, there's yin and yang, the pros and the cons. And you just have to find your balance.
Yeah, we got to, that's the word. And that's, you took the words right out of my mouth, because that's what I was going to say. We have to find that balance.
Yeah.
And that balance may be different for each one, you know, because we all use technology in different ways and on different levels.
Right.
But, you know, at the same time, we shouldn't, I don't think the use of technology should be at the expense of real human interaction.
Yes, I agree. But, Bridgen, as you're on your way home, I want you to get home safely. Thank you again for your input. Truly appreciate, loved. Thank you for being there throughout 2022, and look forward to the journey in 23.
Always a pleasure, brethren, and I'm certainly, you know, happy for the interaction that we've had this year, and working together, and looking forward to more of the same going into 2023.
Yeah, man. Guidance. Take care. Be safe out there.
Guidance and blessings, DJ Kevin.
All right. Much love, brother.
Every time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marlon Borrell, host of Real Rockers. I can't say it enough. This is one of the people that I have had many a reasoning with on ear and off ear. With our work together at Reggae Global, with our work together just in the media community, the media world. And when you have connections like those, you know, you cherish them and you let them know that they're valued. You don't have to do it all the time, but toss it in there every now and then. Yeah. So as we jump into musical therapy, I'm going to play this tune from Neri. It's called Tanamiad. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for hanging out. Thank you for being the best part of the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew throughout 2022. Listen, more coming in 23. I hope that you stick around with me. Yeah, I didn't mean to do all those rhymes, and don't hold it against me, okay? But as we part company, do remember to look out for members of your community. Do take care of someone today. The people you pass on the bus, the plane, the boat, or the train, whether you walk, ride, or drive, these are members of your community. Do something good for them today, because you never know who's going to do something good for you tomorrow. My name is Kevin Stew. This is all I like to do to you and for you and with you. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all things being equal. Catch you on Saturday for my very last broadcast of the year, all things being equal. Once again, the Saturday Stew on Reggae Global Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern. Take care of yourselves. Be good. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you wherever you are in the world. From right here in South Florida, good night. Hey, those of you who can't be good, make sure you're good at it here. All right, take care. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pot where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.